Ross said, I was telling Ross, we have been invited to JJ's house. You know, the little boy who has the birthday party, and he interjected about three times, right? Which is true, we've been to his house about three times, Mark, hush up. About three times. And, anyway, what I had intended to say was, we have been invited to JJ's house for a barbecue tonight, which I will finish that. I'll finish that sentence.
He said that Daddy was a bad daddy, and Ross said he's a good dad, and don't listen to him, he said. Don't listen to him. Oh, a little earlier, when we were at John Anderson's, Ross said, what did Ross say? Here, Mikey. Here, Mike. Ross said, what is your name? Somebody said, what is your name? He said, what did I say when I came in the door? And which was, in other words, didn't I tell you that my name was Ross? So, in order, so what he's doing is... Okay, and anyway, what he meant was, if you want the answer to the question, just search about, to this fact about how I talked earlier, about how I said to me earlier, and that will be the answer to your question. And in order to do that, just answer my question. In other words, spilled the milk, and I said, Rossi, yeah, he said, Rossi did that. And he said, sometimes big boys do that. And I said, not my boys, they don't. And he said, yeah, well, sometimes they do, which is true. He had just done it. We were, just a minute, Mary. We were recording. I was playing Jose Carioca, which is on one side of Disco Mickey Mouse recording, and Ross said, Dad, would you wind it back to Disco Mickey Mouse? Which meant he knew that which side he was on. He knew that two cuts before, the first one on the side was Disco Mickey Mouse.
I told Ross not to eat any fruit salad because he had thrown up some yogurt a little earlier. He has a little flu. And then I said, okay, you can have some fruit salad. And he started eating. He said, looked up and said, fruit salad never hurts anybody. Ross and Mark had their first interesting conversation that I've ever heard this morning. Ross said to Mark, "Oh, I'm going to brush my teeth." And Marky said, I need some water. And Ross said, "I'll get you a glass of water. Here, Marky." And then Ross said, "Guess what I dreamed of last night, Marky?" And Mark said, "I don't know." And Ross said, "I dreamed I fell down the stairs." And then Marky said, "I dreamed of something last night, too." And Ross said, "Well, what was it?" And Marky said, "I was falling down the stairs and went boom and hurt my head." So this is, instead of just imitating, Marky added a little bit to what Ross said and made a nice little conversation out of it. I guess that this observation should really go on Mark rather than Ross. I don't know. Yeah, I guess we'll put on Marky's tape, on Marky's notes. I told Marky to say thanks, Daddy, because I cut his egg. And he didn't say it. He just sat and looked at me. And Ross said, he did say it. He said thanks, Daddy. He didn't say it, but he didn't open his mouth. How do you say it? He said it, but he didn't open his mouth. That's what Ross said.
I don't open my mouth.
But how do people hear you if you don't open your mouth?
I do a special way that me myself can hear myself.
Very nice, Ross. Can you hear all the words?
Mm-hmm.
How clear are they? Can you hear them real well?
That's
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Marky's saying it too. Marky's saying thank you too. You can hear him saying it.
He said it real well.
Oh, he did?
Dad!
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, now eat your egg, Marky. Wait, I'm going to tell you to eat your egg. Here he goes.
Woo!
No, I just said it like that.
Nuts.
Woo!
Ross, when you hear yourself talk, do you make any mistakes? Let's say something to yourself. Does it sound good?
But
You say something.
Hi, Mikey.
Good, Mom.
Say something to yourself now. What was it?
Courtney.
What?
Well, my friend's at my own.
Courtney?
Yeah.
Courtney? Here.
Yeah.
Can I, if I say something, can you say it to yourself? I'm going to tell you something to say to yourself.
Yeah.
Mommy makes good eggs. Now, say that to yourself. Can you hear it? If you say it to yourself? Who does it sound like, Daddy or Rossi? Who? Rossi?
Nobody.
Doesn't sound like anybody. Say it again. Does it sound like Daddy or Rossi?
It doesn't sound like.
If I say it, I'm going to say it to myself. It sounds like Daddy. When I listen to myself,
Daddy.
Say it. I'm going to say it again.
Mommy.
Sounds like Daddy. You want me to make it sound like Rossi?
Daddy and Mommy.
It's hard to make it sound like Rossi.
It sounds like me. I said.
When you say it, does it sound? Did you say it to yourself? What did it say?
Rossi, Daddy. No, no, Mommy.
Mm-hmm.
We mean like this.
Like that.
Daddy.
No, really, quiet. You have to be quiet when you say it.
Mommy.
You have to be quiet when you say it. Don't use words, Mommy. Say.
No, no, not that one.
What's this? Can you say 2 plus 3 equals 5 to yourself? Okay, say it. Did it work? Okay, now when you do it, let me show you a trick, okay? Mm-hmm. You like your trick?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, when you say 2 plus 3 equals 5, then you draw a picture in your mind. You know how to draw pictures in your mind?
Mm-hmm.
You know how to draw a picture in your mind? You know how to draw a picture in your mind?
I can see them in my mind, and my mind is all over my mind.
Okay. Okay. When you say it, you see this in your mind and say it to yourself, okay?
No.
Can you say that to yourself? Okay, say it. What does it sound like? Now say it in words so Daddy can hear it.
It sounds like Lassie.
Like Lassie?
Wow.
No, but I want to hear it aloud. Open up your mouth and say
it
now.
He was telling you what it sounds like.
I know. I want to hear the whole sentence. Good. It's too hard?
Yeah.
Can you want me to do it, please? 2 plus 3 equals 5. Okay, you want to try it again? Say it. Okay, say it not in your mind, but say it out in big words. Say 2 plus 3 equals 5.
2 plus 3
equals 5.
Look,
he did it,
two.
Mom. He did it. He did it.
2 plus. Just see this T here? Remember.
I always said it.
3.
Mm-hmm. He's in a bad mood now, Mom.
Well, he's never seen that one.
I showed Ross 2 plus. Well, you heard the last conversation. We were drawing 2 plus 3 equals 5 and 2 plus 2 equals 4. And in a couple of forms, left to right and top to bottom. And I asked him which one he likes best. And he pointed to the 2 plus 3 equals 5 and he asked him, why did he like it best? And he said, because I'm going to be 5 soon. Right?
In the 5 6ers.
You mean the 5 6ers? Mm-hmm.
6.
You're not going to be 6 years old.
Well, they call it the 6ers.
6ers?
Yeah.
It's the 5 6ers, I thought. The 5-6 group, right? It's the kids that are either 5 or 6, right?
You could call it 4, 5, 2, and that too. It's different.
The kids that are 4 or 5 now are going to be 5-6 next year.
Well, you can call them 4 or 5 because they're 4 or 5 too. 5, 4, 5.
I see. What about next year? Year 4. But what are you going to be next year?
5.
Do they have a kindergarten group? How old are the kindergarten kids?
5.
And?
6.
And how old is the other group, the little one?
I'm a little group.
Who's the little group?
I'm a little group.
What's the name of his group?
The 3.
And do they have a 3-4s? Are there 3-4s?
Mm-hmm.
Are there 4s? There are no straight, just 3-4s? There are no straight kids, they're just called 4s? We don't have a 4s group? Just 3s, 4s, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me the name of all the groups.
Mm-hmm. Near the corner of our place, of our shelf, is the 3. Like this
tree. Right, yeah, just
except
like
that. Except it's not the lighting of that.
Well, let's draw a picture of the preschool, okay?
The white one on the top.
Okay, now, you come in the door here, right?
Hmm.
Here's the door where you get your... You open up that door, okay?
It's not a door.
And then there's a bunch of people... Well, it's a big thing. You have to reach real high, right?
Hmm.
Okay. And then here's these kids here. There's some other kids over here. And there's Marky's bunch over here. And there's another bunch over here. Now, here's the... Up top here, here's where you guys are. You guys are right here. Okay? Now here's Marky's bunch over here. Here's all the bathrooms.
The 5s are over here.
Here's Mark.
Hi, Mom.
Right. Hi. Right, the 5s are over here. That's good. They're up high, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and here's the toilets over here.
Yeah.
Can you read that? Toilets?
Mm-hmm.
And here's Mark, and here's where Ross is. We'll put Ross. Ross is right here. Okay. Now these guys are called 3s, right?
Right.
And these guys are called what? 4, 5?
Yeah.
Okay. 4, 2, 5, right?
Yeah, you are the smaller little one.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are these kids called over here?
I don't know.
Like they're over here. They're over here. They're across from you. There's some kids across from you.
Where the television is.
Yeah, I've got where the TV is. I got too much room.
That
here.
Is the 3-4.
3-4s. Now who are the kids over here?
Those.
Are there any kids over there? No kids over there, huh?
No.
So just Marty's, so it goes 3-4s go all the way up here and Marty's bunch come all the way over here. And Ross's goes over here. And then there's the toilets. Okay, so there's no extra. So there's 1, 2, 3, 4 groups in all. You got 4 groups in all. There are 4 groups. Daddy messed up. You tried to get more groups.
You need a 6 here.
Oh, 5, 6. Yeah, they're 5, 6.
You missed the 6.
Mommy's going to do a better job on this now. Mommy's going to do a better job. Marky, what group are you in?
I'll give you 1.
Marky, you're in the 3s.
Look, this one.
You're in the 3s, honey.
This is a three.
Mommy's gonna do it right now. That's right, there's all just playroom there, right? No kids really have that area.
Oh yeah, playroom. We only have that.
See, that, I didn't know that was all. Oh, there's lots of toilets, huh? Okay.
Now we can call that the playroom. And we have to make
a kitchen back here.
Have to make a castle, kitchen, and the playroom.
Use numbers. You can read numbers. I'll do it.
But this hall way too big.
And make a castle, please.
Okay, kindergartens are 5, 6. Marky's 3. Then there's 3,
fours.
Wait,
and then there's
wait
four.
A minute, wait a minute.
Five.
Mark is a 3-4-2.
He's a 3, watch.
I think
he's
a straight 3.
Here's a straight 3s. Look, Ross, look. 3s, 3-4s. Here's where Ross lives. Here's the big kindergartners up here.
Yeah.
And that's it. There are four groups. Marky's group, the group
Marky's
you were almost in.
Group.
That's for everybody gets to play there. There's no
the
special. There's no special group there.
This is that place where you play clay, with a clay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you have that castle, I think. The
no.
kitchen is back there.
You have to make a castle.
Here.
Okay,
and a hole inside. Another hole.
Okay, well, Tommy's doing a good job.
That's all I know. And this is that table. See, this table has clay on it. And you make
Marky, do you want anything in your room?
Of course,
do you
there's a little drinking fountain back.
In the freezer.
Yeah.
Kitchen there.
Toys. Marky wants some toys in his. Can you draw some toys in Marky's room? Mommy's putting toys in your room, okay? A bear.
What do you make, Mark? Table? Mm-hmm. They don't have tables.
Hey, Ross, would you like to call up Eric?
Eric?
Yeah.
To see if I can borrow something.
Eric?
Yeah.
From California?
Oh.
No, just to say hi.
Oh.
From Eric?
No, from...
I'll tell you about that some other time.
JJ!
Yeah, I can tell you in front of him.
Stay.
I can tell you, stay.
Ross is showing a book to Mark. It's the Dr. Seuss ABC book. And Ross has the book turned so that Mark can see it. They're facing each other, but the book is right side up for Mark. And Ross turns the pages and he says, "What is E for?" This is what I heard. And Mark gave an... No. What was D for? Mark gave a correct answer. I can't remember what it was. What was E for? He turns the page. What's E for? Mark said elephant. What's F for? And Mark says furry. Furry, fuzzy. And so at this point I ran in to check what the words really said to see if Mark was reading or remembering correctly or quite what. And it turns out it's four fluffy feathers. So Mark's doing the game right, but he's not reading it. And for Ross's part, Ross is being the teacher.
Ross has this game where we sort of, I guess one of his ways of teasing Marky, he says, comes up and whispers to me and says, "Daddy, don't give me Raisin Bran, but don't tell Marky. Tell him that they're Cheerios." Ross asked if E.T. was in theater number 1 at the Monroeville Cinemette. And I said, "Yeah, it is, but not at this movie theater, at the other one." He said, "Oh, I didn't remember. Oh, I couldn't remember." In other words, I couldn't remember which of the two theaters it was at. Told Ross, "Don't touch the paint." And he said, "Well, we'll take care of it." In other words, we won't touch it, we'll just watch it. And a little earlier I told him to, "Why don't you go out and play with your rings?" And he said, "Well, watching is one of the, why don't you go out and play with your rings, and why don't you go and play soccer ball?" And he said, "Well, watching is one of those things. Now, there's one of the fun things I can do." Well, I told Ross to go inside, and he did, but it was too dark for him. He came out and he said, "It's too dark in there, Dad. I know I'm silly, but I'm afraid to go in the dark." Right?
No, but true.
Oh yeah, I know I'm silly, but it's true. That's what he said. In other words, it's true that it's too dark in there. Ross was looking at the lights across the street at Mrs. Scott's yard and said, "The two lights are giving me a different picture." What kind of picture were they giving you, Ross?
About Marky.
Mm-hmm.
Going on the TV chair and Marky
climbing
up and getting a
phone. Okay, so in one picture Mark was okay, and the other one he was getting in trouble, right? Mm-hmm. So he was trying to envision what Marky was doing, and these were two different pictures that he got in his mind. Very good, right?
Ah!
in his eyes. There were visions that he had in his eyes.
Mind
and eyes, both, right? The part of your mind that has... Good?
They were working, both of them were working.
Both the mind and the eyes were working. Yeah. Which one was working harder?
Mind.
Mind. Good. Okay, let's see now. And
yesterday I was painting the door. Ross was watching me, and he was telling me about marking something upstairs that he wanted. And I said, Ross, watch out, don't touch the paint. If you touch it, it'll get such and such. And he said, okay, I won't. And he said, well, to continue. And he went on talking about something about Mark, what Mark had been doing, what toys he wanted or something. He told me what his shoes were. We went out back to check with his friend's shoes. He said, they must be upstairs. Maybe Mommy washed them. And I went upstairs and found him, and I said, here they are, Ross. He said, was I right? And of course he was right, because I was bringing them, right? He said, go down in the car, get in the car, and put your chair shoes on in the car, and I want to see you in your chair with the seatbelt, okay?
Ross, today is August 10th, and Ross, I was pouring some water around the lip of the tub, and I said, oh, you want to make, he said, we're going to make a river, and I said, oh, you mean one that pours down into the living room downstairs? And he said, no, no. One that's fun to get a drink out of. And apart from the nice word order of the relative clause, it's also interesting use of elliptical sentence with one that such and such. In other words, I'm going to pour water into a river that. And one is used as an abbreviation for whatever you said, but one that does such and such.
Ross sat on the sideboard and he said, this is a good place to sit. This is the best place I ever sought. Sit. What do you say? He meant sat.
Hey, Ross asked me, why does there have to be sleepiness? And I said, so you can wake up in the morning and feel good. And he said, why does there have to be sleepiness in people? Obviously he didn't like my explanation. Okay, Ross, I'm going to give you the real reason. Are you ready for the real reason? So your body can rest and fix up all the broken parts. So your cells, all the little pieces of your body, can fix themselves up. Well, what I mean to say is that during the day, when you work hard, all the little pieces of your body get stretched and some of them get broken. Okay? And at nighttime, you rest and you fix it all up. And your body fixes itself up again.